Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Time today with Phil Tsang, U.S. Meat Export Federation. Phil, coming down, we're in the last quarter of this current calendar year. It's been a tough year to sell. I mean, both pork and beef have their share of problems. Beef especially seems like it has. We've had our difficulties.
Yeah, beef has been a challenging year. We're down about 12% on volume and about 8% on value as far as our exports this year. The whole world, basically, on beef is down. So we've had a year where the worldwide trade in beef has been down, but also the United States has been down, somewhat emblematic of what's going on worldwide. I think we've had our challenges. We have a dollar that's stronger. We're down about 15% in Japan, and that's, I think, courtesy of the fact that the Australians and the Japanese have concluded an EPA, where the Australians have basically a 10% duty now on frozen beef going into that market. They have about 8% duty on chilled product. And so the Australians are working very, very hard to establish and ensconce themselves even further in that market. Today, about 50% of the beef that's shipped from Australia is grain-fed beef. So this is helping to obviate some of the challenges they've had on the drought when they put those cattle in feedlots. But the structure of the Australian industry is changing because years ago, as you well know, it was 98% grass-fed beef. And today it's about half and half as far as what they're exporting to North Asia.
That makes it more of a direct competition for us, right?
That's exactly a direct competition. That's also a direct fact of this is one of the net effects of BSE that we had when we were out of these markets. Our competition started to provide a product that we provide, and so that's why it makes it all the more difficult for us getting back in these markets. And just as we're making great progress, they have this advantage now with this EPA. So getting TPP passed, getting it ratified, is a very important interest, especially for the beef industry.
Direct benefit there is the reduction in the tariff almost immediately.
Yeah, immediately once TPP is ratified, our duty will go down to 27.5%. Yeah, right now it's at 38.5%. So that would be huge as far as our beef industry is concerned. Also, we've had about a 20% appreciation of the U.S. dollar vis-a-vis the yen. And so that's made our product just 20% more expensive because it takes more yen to buy that. So that's what we're seeing, and that's being played out across the whole world, frankly, where our dollar is strong vis-a-vis all currencies. And basically, that's been one of the retardants as far as our exports this year as well.
Phil Tsang, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking to us about a couple of things. TPP most certainly would be very helpful, but the real overriding factor of lower beef exports and, as a result, somewhat cheaper cattle prices impacted by those exports, the strong U.S. dollar. If the dollar should ease up just a little bit, that could be a real benefit for the U.S. cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz, Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.